Hello everyone, alright, so welcome back with me Chloe here and welcome back to my podcast. Alright, so I know it is quite a long time that I didn't make any kind of podcast for you guys, but I'm so sorry because to be honest, I'm very busy with my job, with my study, and also I have to thinking about content for my YouTube channel, so I decided to take a break from this podcast things. But now I'm just kind of happy because I decided to back with it again, and I'm just kind of boring for a while for YouTube because I don't know what I have to do with my YouTube channel. So all right as the title today, I'm going to share to you about my journey on YouTube channel. Okay, so a journey about what I've been struggle long I have a YouTube channel. So I hope this podcast can also help all of you, giving you more sights and then giving you more knowledge or advice or life experience for you. I don't know, but I hope this video can also helpful for all of you. Not video, this podcast, I mean. Okay, so, sorry. Alright, so I don't know what I have to say, and I don't know from where I have to start, but let's just try, okay? So, I've been joining on YouTube but it is already 4 or 5 years, okay? And then I decided to join on YouTube and making a YouTube channel since 2015, which is when I am at the first grade of high school, yeah, senior high school. So from that time, on that 2015, I still don't know anything about YouTube. I'm never streaming video on YouTube, and I don't know about a Google account. I don't know about digital marketing or influencers or vloggers or YouTubers. I don't know anything about YouTube, to be honest. And then until one day that I really, really love makeup things, okay, since I was a little. I really love to wear makeup, okay, and then on that day, I don't know how and I don't know what I am thinking, but I'm just kind of decided to take my iPad. Yeah, I remember that. While watching TV, I'm just decided to take my iPad and then just go to my room and then recording videos, and I still remember the result of my makeup on my first video on YouTube is so bad, very, very bad. But I'm still uploading that on YouTube, and I didn't have any kind of Google account. Oh yeah, I have a Google account, and still, okay, I still don't know how to use Google, and I don't know how to upload the new videos for the first video on YouTube. And then until a year ago, I don't know about SEO tools. And after I was streaming a YouTube channel from some YouTubers, from some influencer, digital marketers, something like that, and then I'm just understand about YouTube. That is so pathetic and that is so sad, and I knew that. And then I still don't know what I have to do with my videos because I just kind of desperate, because I think that okay, so I just don't have a chance to grow my YouTube channel. Then after that, I'm just kind of decided to try to open some of SEO tools, and until now, I'm using TubeBuddy to grow my YouTube channel, but still, I'm just using the free one, okay? I don't want to pay it. I don't know why, because I'm just I just, if I have to spend a lot of money just for YouTube, I just kind of thinking that is a silly thing that I ever done. Okay, that is a stupid thing I don't really have to do. So if I have to spend my money a month for SEO to things or for SEO tools, I don't really need that. Yeah, I just kind of thinking that. And if buying a new camera, I'm just thinking that I didn't need that yet because I'm not a famous YouTuber and I don't really addict with a famous thing, or I don't really hope to get monetized because I'm joining on YouTube just because I really really want to share what I really want to share, and I want to help who really really needs helps. So yeah, not because of monetize or something like that, but since I'm using SEO tools, I just kind of thinking that, alright, so I'm feeling a little bit regret because I'm just thinking that why I'm not using this SEO tools since the beginning, okay? And then even until right now, I'm still have to learn about SEO tools, how to use them, and then how to use that on the right way or something like that. And then I'm still looking forward from another YouTubers who are using the same tools, and it's quite a hard things for me, to be honest, because, you know, as I already told you before, that I'm not really addict to be a famous YouTuber or vloggers, and I don't really hope to get monetized because I have a permanent job, so I don't really think that YouTube as my main job or my main income, something like that, okay? So for any one of you who want to join on the YouTube or struggle on your YouTube things, you can just let me know and it will give me some new perspective about it. And then I can just do some reflection for my own self and for my own YouTube channel, because until now, until today, until this time, I'm still don't know what I have to do, because if I'm already using my SEO tools, if I'm already type a keyword, a title, I'm still don't understand about that. Even I'm already watch 50 times the same videos again and again, and then I already trying to watch from other vloggers, other YouTubers about the same thing, but I'm still don't understand that. Okay, so I don't know how stupid I am. I don't know. Okay, so maybe if any one of you knows about that, you can also just tell me about that. Alright, and then some people just think that I'm already on YouTube for 4 years or 5 years. A lot of my friends say, alright, so you are absolutely having a lot of money. Alright, so the answer is I don't get money at all from YouTube, okay? So for my monetization, I'm still having zero. All right, so I'm still didn't get any kind of monetized from YouTube for my each videos, and then until now for this 4 and 5 years, I'm just still have 95 subscriber, and then 7,000 watch time, which is that is a little bit insane, but because of the terms of YouTube change, if you want to get monetized, you have to get at least 4,000 watch time, and also 100 subscriber. It's kind of hard for me because, yeah, I don't know what I have to do again or since that term, okay? So I'm just kind of thinking that, okay, so maybe I should stop to use YouTube, but I don't want to stop because I just like to talk myself in front of the camera, in front of the mirror. So my option is just talk in front of the camera and then making videos and upload it into the YouTube. So that's quite heavy for me, but when I'm just trying to be like another videos, not videos, just like another YouTubers, it just kind of like I'm just wasting my time, okay? Because you cannot just trying to follow what others hopes or request to you, because on YouTube you really have to follow the rules, but you have to roll that rules just like as who you are, okay? As who you are for the real one, okay, not the fake one. So that is quite hard for me, and then until now I can say that 50% of what I am thinking is I'm just gonna want to quit from YouTube, but 50% is I'm just still want to keep it up and then still trying, even I don't know what I have to do, and then I'm just thinking that I don't know what this podcast is about, but I think for any one of you who really, really wants to join on YouTube and starting a YouTube channel, what you should pay attention is firstly, your content, secondly, your niche, the third is platform, social media platform, which is promote your videos, and then the fourth things is your equipment, and then the fifth things is SEO tools. So you have to prepare that 5 points if you want to gain more viewers, your subscribers, and then if you want to get famous or something like that. Please at least pay attention on these 5 rules, okay? That is just what I can tell you. I know that rules, but because I'm just feeling that YouTube is not my first income, not my main income, so I think that I don't really have to be serious on YouTube. But for any one of you who really, really want to focus on YouTube and you want just to having your own main income from YouTube, you have to pay attention to at least minimal 5 points that I already mentioned to you before. Alright, so I think that's it for my journey on YouTube, and then I'm still thinking about this podcast topic, what I have to record about, but I hope this story can give you more sight and your new experience, and then your new knowledge. So let me know about that. So thank you for hearing this podcast, and just let me know about what your thought about this, and then if you want to share, just share this podcast with all your friends, but if you don't, it's gonna be okay too. So that's it from me tonight. I hope every question that you are feeling curious about me, especially my Instagram friends, can find out about the real one, okay? So thank you so much, and see you on my next video on YouTube or on this podcast, okay? So I'm going to put my information, any kind of information on this podcast descriptions box, okay? So thank you and goodbye, good night.